Good afternoon. My name is Joseph Perales. I'm a Comanche Yaqui Indian, member of the American Indian Movement, founder of the AICI NAPA, which is Native American Foster Parents Association, Chicago's Native American Urban Indian Retreat. I'm employed as a prosthetist and orthotist at a laboratory. What I want to say that the issue of this chief is this. It's not an issue of political correctness. It's subtle racism. That's what it is. So subtle, people are blinded from hearing the truth. Truth come down the street and everybody wants to run. Nobody wants to hear it. Well, the issue is, this is it. Cheyenne River Indian Reservation. Children were being inoculated by the FDA with experimental drugs. And they were told to the parents, don't worry about it, we're just going to see what this drug does. The parents were not aware of what was going on. That diminished Indian human life. And that has, and I grew up in a time in this country, in this century, that I saw that as a youth, as a young boy. And as times change, we have to change. So does the university and its perspectives. If the issue is money, you have to look at these alumni people who may have intended to have the chief as an honorable thing in the beginning, but now is askewed. Just like our government. The founding fathers for this government had a great idea. The country's still standing. But now things are going awry to some degree. We question our government. So we question his chief. Same thing. So we look at this and we say to ourselves, what is this? If I saw this person 5 years ago dancing. That was not a dance. It was very offensive. As a Native person, I dance, but I cannot dance a dance that I would like to dance because I can no longer physically do that. In order for me to do what I have to do as a Native person, I have to attain rights to do that. When this so-called chief can do this blatantly, that's subtle racism, without consideration to the people who it affects. Napoleon was right. The victor gets to write history. And this is what you're perpetuating. The chief perpetuates the domination of a dysfunctional European process. It's not the way Native men are taking care of their families, their children, and their wives. This is not a chief. A chief is a father, he's a son, he's a brother, he's an uncle. He's a caretaker, he's a giver. This chief is nothing other than a clown that I see it to be. And clowns are respected in Native communities because they're taught to be clowns. They're supposed to take what's serious in our lives and look at, give people a different perspective to really look at what they're seeing or how they're acting. This clown does not do that either. So in closing, I say this. Your alumni, the old alumni who would like to keep the chief, they're going to die soon. Just like me and you. Our time is limited. You have to look forward to new money coming in. When my son finishes his tour with the United States Marine Corps, he wants to go to university. I have to tell him, you have to think about this one and really consider it. You will lose money for the future if money is the issue. Thank you for your time.